Laura
Thank you.
Conaway is
I'm a
here,
professional.
our web editor. Laura, there's, I think, a lot of – it's a tremendously good week to be in the Bryant Park Project online game. What all is on there right now? Oh, Jacob is saying something to me from the controller.
Laura has her own theme song, don't forget.
Oh, I always forget the theme music. Can
All
we
right,
have
come
Laura's
on.
theme? 'Cause it's
I'm
a
not
good
talking
song.
Till you start it.
All right, what do you have, Ms. Laura?
Well, we do have Good for the Jews. We're going to have that. We'll put that up in video form. And if Santa is able to commandeer his sleigh and pilot it through the streets of Manhattan, we're going to have some video of Santa.
America's Next Top Santa.
America's Next Top Santa, that's right. Only the best for us. We have a new thing that listeners should clue into. I think it's Win Roosevelt has started picking out some sucker from the staff each day to sit down and do what we call the rundown. He videotapes them talking about radio, and believe it or not, it works.
It's so funny. I have to say, even if I didn't work here, I would think this was
I'm going to start my
really
new, my new production, which is going to be the video I make of the person being videoed to do the rundown, because none of these people are really comfortable talking on camera. There's lots of stops and starts, and hilarity ensues.
Well, I think they're all stars, but
absolutely.
Anyway, they're on our blog, and it usually goes up around 2 o'clock, so it's a good chance just to, well, see our pretty faces. There's that, and also see what we're up to. Angela Ellis, who's a fairly new producer here and a rather intimidating force, has all I do is I get email from her all day. It says Angela Ellis booked. And
does she sleep? She's like a cyborg producer.
Yeah, I don't think she sleeps. Anyway, she has this blog item up about a new website called Personality Zone, and they're, among other things, you're supposed to find out what personality type you are and hang out with others. But they're blogging the candidates' personality types, which I find pretty interesting, and it's worth having a look at. You can sort of see who's an artisan and who's a guardian and so on like that. So that's something fun. The next thing we have, actually, this is something that I'm incredibly proud of because I managed to do it, is we have this bat. A guy in D.C., Bill Chappell, blogged about a bat who's been living in the side of a wall. And this being NPR, someone at the science desk figured out, someone who could figure out what kind of bat it is. And the person who identified it is named Hill Henry. He works as a biologist for the Tennessee Valley Authority, and I called him up. And this is the view from his window when I called him.
There is a Cooper's Hawk right outside the window right now being mobbed by pigeons here in Knoxville. I'm in downtown Knoxville.
So Hill Henry, in addition to being able to identify hawks and pigeons, tells us that what we have is a silver-haired bat. It's not endangered. It's not lost. It's probably not sick. We should all leave it alone. And believe it or not, Hill Henry identified the bat by a pink spot on its ear. We'll have some more pictures on the blog and some more tape from Hill Henry.
Laura
Bill
Connell,
Henry,
continue
I'm a new
to
fan.
Amaze. You always impress on the blogs. Do check us out, npr.org/Bryant Park. Coming up, possibly an appearance by Santa.